Learning from Architecture. Pierre Vittorio Relli on the approach to research in Diploma 14, which he teaches alongside Maria Guidici. This is from a little journal thing the AA used to put out called A Architecture. After graduating from the now defunct Belaga Institute in 2001, I firmly refused to do research. At the time, the Institute was heavily influenced by Cool House's AMO research style. Google search was still new and Wikipedia did not yet exist. It was still regarded as cool to grab a bunch of data from the internet and display it in fat books with countless 72 DPI images. I stood against this total nonsense. Instead, I did projects. For my graduation, I presented 10 architectural projects represented in dry plans, sections, and axonometries, nothing else. No research, no narrative, no explanation, no excuse. Similar to Frank Stella's famous minimalist credo, my main argument was, quote, "What you see is what you see." I believed architecture itself was enough to support a thesis, no need for research. For me, research was a complete waste of time, and when obliged, I would first do the project, which I would hide. Only afterwards would I create the supporting research. Later, I started to see the shortcomings of this attitude. I realized that to hate research because it was done so superficially was not enough to reject it. Moreover, I started to realize that you don't need to go far from architecture to do research. In other words, I discovered that instead of learning from anything else and trying to apply this knowledge to architecture, we can learn from architecture itself. Architecture in the form of a building, a plan, a drawing, a text, can be seen as a paradigm of a particular historical time. As such, it offers one of the best sources of knowledge about the world itself. Such an attitude towards architecture can only be fruitful if we take architecture seriously, meaning if we assume architecture as not just the building, the art of building, but a form of knowledge. What is peculiar about this form of knowledge is that it is radically materialistic, privileging objects from drawing to building as a point of departure. Rather than, quote, learning from Las Vegas, we must learn from architecture, to use architecture not as an end, but as a means, as evidence allowing us to understand who we really are. In Diploma 14, Maria and myself push students to research, to do it regardless of their project. We don't believe what students do for their research will be useful for their design proposal. We see research as something independent, something that does not need, quote, application to be legitimized or, worse, compulsory. Research, the gathering and editing of evidence, simply improves our architectural literacy in terms of both how and why architecture is made. The latter is the most difficult issue to approach. To ask why architecture means to ask if architecture can be the right answer to all questions. As professional architects, we may take for granted any commission, any demand of architecture. But if architecture is a form of knowledge and knowledge is per se critical, a word that, like research, has been so abused that it has for many lost any meaning, but should we throw out the baby with the bathwater? Then research should not be misused as the automatic fabrication of evidence for one's own design solution. Research may be unproductive or useless, yet it is precisely the excuse to slow down our creativity libido, our, quote, spontaneity, our private intuitions, our genius. We must force ourselves to not take anything for granted, not even our deepest beliefs, and have the courage to start from scratch. So I guess it's fitting to read that now that it is the first year in, I think, more than 10 years that PV and Maria will not be teaching Diploma 14 at the AA.